The head football coach of the Red Hawks of Rockwall Heath is a person well known to people in Sulphur Springs, Mickey Moss. Moss's Red Hawks are the opposition for the Wildcats Friday night at Wilkerson Sanders Stadium in Rockwall. I talk with Coach Moss about his team and the Wildcats.
It's a good mix, a good senior group. We're very strong, and in our offensive line, I believe we're very physical. I just think good balance, in particular running back, quarterback, and offensive line, our ability to run the ball and play action pass. Defense, we've had to, up front, particularly with the linebackers, do some rebuilding, but secondary and some of our D-line are back from last year. I think we've got a really good ball team, but, you know, you never know until you get in that first ball game. I think we have a chance to be really good.
Offensive lineman committed, or at least verbally, to Texas A&M, he sounds like a really, really good one there in the line.
He is, but I've got, you know, there's several others that I think are just really good. You know, they're not, you know, because of their height, they're not maybe an A&M type of kid, but because of their feet and their strength. One of them is J.J. Nwigwe. And, you know, J.J.'s had some offers from UTEP and Nevada and Naval Academy, and J.J.'s plays my other tackle.
Yeah, from what I understand in the skill positions, of course, it's always good to have a quarterback coming back, and I guess the guy that had the most rushing yards last year, so got a kind of good combo there of the skill players on offense.
As far as running back, Rico Henderson's been starting since his freshman year, and so he's a four-year starter. Another guy, Tyler McAllister, is a really heck of a running back, big physical. Tyler's about 215 and strong and powerful, and Rico is about 205. Jordan Hoy, our quarterback, is an outstanding player who is sharp and really smart, heady kind of football player, but also very athletic and great arm.
On the defensive side, of course, everybody's talking about your all-world safety that is probably going to end up at Texas, and it sounds like your secondary is really, really loaded. You mentioned linebacker rebuilding, but that secondary going to be strong.
Yeah, David Richardson at one corner is committed to Tulsa, and then we also, besides Deshaun, committed to Texas. Another corner is L.J. Johnson. He's really speedy guy. And then a good, strong, solid player, returning starter, a kid named Omar Shalabi. So, we feel very good about our strength back there. We need a lot of work, but feel good about him.
Now, what are your thoughts on the Wildcats? I don't know how much you've been able to see on them, but I know you guys get video, and I'm sure you were probably scouting on Friday, even though you get to see a lot of vanilla stuff.
Yeah, I mean, it's same scouting each other. O-line physical. Of course, Larry Pryor, I think, you know, what we'll find out is they're going to want the ball in his hands. I'm sure that's the path they're going to be going down. Defensive line, they come off the ball hard. They run to the ball well. I mean, it just, you know, it's hard to get a good feel for them. I know they've got a lot of returning starters off of last year's team.
KSST Sports.